I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Alright, let's go.
What, now?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm not...
You literally said sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well,
I am ready now.
That goes to show.
Is this going to be too much background noise with the air conditioner?
No, maybe. I don't know. It was on last time. It was on last time.
Was it? I thought we turned it off.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, you pulled it off partially and then turned it off.
All right, you can turn it off if you want.
No, I don't have to.
I'm
damn
worried about it.
No, I'm not.
Now I'm thinking about it.
No?
I'm wondering.
Now, I had wonder, and now I'm worried. Now it's starting to worry.
Turn it off now, probably.
Okay, first, look at this picture of your cat.
That's pretty ridiculous. If you send that to me, I'll make that my profile picture. Yeah, I would like to do that.
He's so funny.
That would be one time when you texted me a photo that I would actually take the time to transfer to my computer.
Stop.
All the other times, it's like, that's so much work. I've got to, like, move my hands, and they're busy picking my nose.
I only have two.
Yeah, at last count, but who the hell knows? There was a Mr. Show sketch about the highest numbers and people getting all crazy about higher numbers. But something about Mr. Show, if anyone's not gone back and watched that, now it really puts into perspective some of my thought processes when I was younger. Because one time, Tall Paul, that was his first name was Tall, his last name was Paul. No, that's not true.
His first name was Tall.
Yeah.
I just made that up.
His first name was Paul, and he was obviously a midget. No, we weren't ironically named him. He was just a very tall,
yeah,
skinny guy.
Yeah, it was funny when they're like,
yeah,
like ironically.
Hey there, Stretch.
Hey,
what are you calling Stretch? That, yeah, kind of thing. But Tall Paul and I, for the talent show, we've had this funny thing where it would just be a gag where we were in the park and we just started shooting people. And then there's a squirrel and we shoot the squirrel and it's like, ah, we're just shooting. And it was like weird because at the time, it was funny. And when I looked back at it, I thought, man, we were sick. But then I watched Mr. Show, and they've got stuff like that, too. Like, there was a sketch where it was news reporters murdering people and then, like, reporting on it. And it was, like, a lot of it... Yeah, there's a picture. And a lot of it was very similar. Like, there was one reporter sniping people from a rooftop. You gonna survive there? Katrina's dying now. Okay.
I got sniped.
Yeah. So, then that made me think that I think that shit was just funny back then because it wasn't as real. Like, that
That's
hadn't
true.
All gone on. So, we like making jokes about mass murderers was acceptable. And there were a lot of other, like, pedophiles. They make a lot of, like, that stuff doesn't hold up. When you watch Mr. Show now, there's a lot of stuff that's very offensive by today's standards. Mm-hmm. It's weird how we become more prudish. Because for a while, it was going away from prudishness, and now it's back to it. Like, we are way more prude, despite the fact that the Kardashians, and we've been through the Jersey Shore and all that stuff, like, we're still more
Jersey
prude.
Jersey whores.
Jersey whores. We're more prude.
Why
than
don't they say that?
More.
Jersey whore.
Oh, they probably do. Oh, by the way, Zac Efron, he is the situation. The situation was never the situation with that six-pack.
Yeah.
Every time he pulled it up, I was like, is it a joke that it's terrible? Because he has a terrible six-pack. Yeah, it's all lumpy and not defined. But then Zac Efron, have you seen that man's six-pack? It's not a six-pack. It's just like a perfect sculpted stomach.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely. He's like the new Brad Pitt. Like, as Brad Pitt ages out.
He's pretty ripped.
Zac Efron is like as hot as Brad Pitt and possibly more ripped and like perfectly sculpted.
So much more ripped.
Because he's good. Yeah.
Let's do another Fight Club.
Yeah,
but
seriously.
But this time with Zac Efron.
Yeah, fight party.
Wasn't Zac Efron in like that high school movie?
I think so.
Was he?
I think that's where he got to start, now that you mention it. And then he was in like Neighbors 2.
Yeah.
That's where he's like.
I haven't seen Neighbors 2.
I haven't seen either, but I think that's what kind of broke him or made him like more famous was that Neighbors movie, like opposite Will Ferrell or whatever. Something. I don't know.
Not Will Ferrell, but it is somebody funny.
It's not Will Ferrell?
No.
Oh.
Is it? No, it's not.
Maybe he's in the second one?
We'll never know.
I don't know.
There's no way of knowing.
I think maybe.
Ooh, red on red. Very neat.
Oh, yeah, these are John Clarkson. I was printing up some for John Clarkson. Oh, this is just for testing the
Captain.
The printing quality. Yeah, it's a, you know.
I want a card. I want a label.
Well, you have to be useful.
I am. Just not to you.
Yeah, well.
But I still want a card.
The paperweight spelled WAIT.
Oh, that's what happens when you're when you print something.
What?
Paperweight.
Oh yeah.
And then my cats attack the papers.
Yeah.
Shred now she's up. Always like, oh my gosh, I have to leave immediately. I have to go straight to what that sound is. And then she sits there and just watches it print.
It's like, what the fuck?
And then it comes out and she's like, okay, everybody's all right. I'm like, thanks, all right,
fine. I guess we'll just, I mean, it's okay. It's good that I was here to protect.
Truly, the only way she protects us is by sitting on the cable box for warmth and scowling at everybody.
Yeah.
If that's her way of protecting, then she's nailing it.
I think that's what she's doing. I think that's what she feels. When she's doing this.
So helpful. Thanks, mm-hmm. Nargi.
Super duper helpful.
The great Najin.
Yeah.
It is weird about recording right next to you. We don't have all my cat interruptions.
That's true. We got my cat interruptions.
Well, though. I like to watch her. Bjork is laid out. He looks like a giant furry hot dog.
Oh, my God. And he looks like getting a piece.
He looks like, I made you get up.
Yeah. You were all chillaxed, and then
he was like side, like head on the floor, chillax, and he was like, "Hey, do you want to?" Nah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, they like to mess with each other. It's like you look too comfortable.
I'm
gonna ruin your day.
I wasn't even gonna stay. So we got the room cleaned up.
Oh yeah.
The room you're gonna move into.
Yeah, in this
downtown building.
Audio voice log. We were just clearing out that room, clearing the shit out of it, literally. Feces impacted. No, I am going to do this. I think I'm going to go to the T-shirt Express just to save time, but I'm literally getting just a black shirt in big white letters with laxative on it, because I made the analogy a few times that, Mom, this is a big colon, and I'm a laxative. It's time to poop.
It is time to poop.
Because that's basically
her
like...
Her colon is very
all we're
congested.
Doing is impacting feces and impacting waste into the colon.
You know, it is a severe
issue. I'm here
issue
to loosen
impaction.
It up.
Yeah.
Get it out.
You are the laxative.
Yeah, and I'm going to get a shirt that's super symbolic that says laxative on it.
Oh, I know. It looked like I wasn't helping.
Blaxative.
Yes.
Yeah.
B-L-A-X.
Yeah.
Oh, Blacks Live Matters. Blacks Lives
Lazy black
matter?
People? Oh, my.
That's blacks? Oh, no.
No. Mar blacks?
One color.
It's like they've got bullet holes in them. Those aren't marble holes.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
The game doesn't work anymore.
No, the bullets don't. Do you have a musket bowl?
Just a little bit of water, maybe? Oh, but, no, I wasn't very helpful, but I wasn't very helpful for a reason, because I looked at everything and then got overwhelmed, and my brain started to shut down, so I went and walked around, and I was like, oh, my God, there's more stuff.
Well, but you gotta do what I do, which is just...
Yeah, but you've had more practice now.
Yeah, you have to look down. You can't...
You have to look down.
It's like the opposite of like walking above a high place, or like if maybe if you're like Indiana Jones style and there's a bunch of like snakes around you or something, and
just
but
look down.
Looking down you can't see them, you just look down and step by
that's
step.
That's hard to do, because I see the workload ahead of her.
Well,
and then her work pace.
Well, look at me, and once again, laxative. That's why the shirt is important. I'm going to be.
I need to declare. I need a declaration publicly across
like
my testicles.
I got the downstairs room cleared out in a day, and I got the upstairs room cleared out in 2 days, only because there wasn't room to put the stuff. And
but then it's scary that it's getting impacted.
Yeah, I know.
That's
like,
scary.
I know. That's why I made it clear to Mom that that's driving me slowly insane, and that's totally true.
Yeah, you're like, just going to keep dropping those hints.
Literally, the sad thing is that while, like, she is working very hard, I can tell that she's made a commitment to stay out of my way as much as possible.
Stay out of my way.
And be transparent. Just not be a hindrance, basically, because she knows she's done that in the past.
Yeah.
So I respect that. But in the meantime, me being understanding of, like, the keeping of stuff and everything, it does add, like, it adds clutter inside of my brain that I have to... manage that.
Yep.
Like, in addition to everything I'm doing, I have to manage Mom's psychoses, and it really does take space and time. So
it does. Yep.
Whether she knows it or not, like, that's actually happening. There's no getting around it. So, like, if she would just listen to me and take my recommendations immediately or more immediately, like...
More immediately.
Like, all the clothes. It's like, we could look through, or we could just take that as an opportunity to just get rid of, like, 6 racks of clothes, and, like, we don't need to make money off of it. Like, we'll make money off other stuff. We just need to get some stuff out
of
the way.
People won't pay that much for clothes anyway. It's not worth your time.
If we took all that to Goodwill, they'd take all of it, and that whole corner would be empty.
Yeah.
Like,
it's impressive how easily stuff moves. It can move out and then doesn't have to come back.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's possible.
Yeah, so I'm trying to imbue that, like, that whole thing. And also just turning off the end spout, which that's been going on still for a while. It's like she keeps bringing stuff home. It's like, what is going on?
The end spout.
Like, yeah, but like, ah, like we
I
do,
just closed this thing up.
This is the, like, we are trying to get volume, get rid of volumes of things, and you are still collecting. Like, that is madness. I mean, it really is,
it's
obviously.
It's hard because, like, so much of the stuff is so cool.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
She's good taste.
Kudos to, yeah, what she's trying to do, but then also, like,
she,
you know, going through stuff.
Floor of tables.
She'll stop and start going over, you know, this item. Like, isn't this cool? It's like, yes, Mom, for the millionth time. Like, that's why when I say, I'm like, yes, everything is cool. Because it's just a refrain now. It's like, yes, Mom, everything you have
is
cool.
Yeah.
Like, but that doesn't stop. Like, that's why you really have to put the blinders on and just move it like water. Just, this, all this cool stuff, move it. Get out of here. Get it out of the way.
Get it out.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
And it's easier for me because I've obviously got the light that I see at the end of the tunnel, like all the way at the end.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure everyone's trusting me that that's the case, but I actually see, like, when I walk around, I see what is it. Like, the same way. I don't anymore, but for a few years, I think I've already said on the Sibcast that I would see people without hair.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of am using that to see the rooms without clutter now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can look and I can see, oh yeah, that wall's going to look like this. This space will look like this when we get all the stuff out of there.
Well, and if you eventually just keep pushing it, then...
Yeah, well, that's my plan, is just to keep the pressure on. That's the only... Like, it's just never going to be like, all right, Mom, relax. It's always going to be, let's get this next space cleared out. Like, until it's clear, I'm going to keep the pressure on. But the plan is to halfway finish, like, at least get most of the painting and the floor and the finish done in that front room.
Hell yeah.
And then move things into there, arranged for sale, priced to
Look
sell.
Look at all of these things for sale.
You can sell to yourself.
Look, people, there are things for you today.
We have a sale for sale for your boat.
For your boat.
It's a sale.
Oh, well, you know, and for those that can afford boats.
Yeah, and who can't?
That's like Kinsley the other day. She's like, Mom, I want an RV because I want people to know that I have the money for an RV. I was like, wow.
Well, that's...
All right, well, way to think ahead.
Probably
at least she
not
has a
healthy.
Plan.
Yeah.
And I told her, it's not about what you own. She's like, yeah. And I was like, so that was a fleeting thought?
Yeah, she's working on it.
Yeah.
Building
she'll come back to me on that one.
Yeah. Writing that one down for later. Yeah, I don't know. These kids. These kids and their Pokemon Go.
What the heck? I don't even understand it. I've got adults on my news feed who are just like, oh my god, this is so fun. And it's for kids.
Well, yeah, all the kids who started playing Pokemon as a card game.
I was
game.
Never into Pokemon.
I think it was a few years below us. It's all my friends from Seattle who are like 4 or 5 years younger than me. They're all about it.
Those young kids.
Yeah, those
they
youngins.
They like actually like it?
Yeah. Well, because they started it, like, they were little kids when it was around. They were like just the right age. So now they're adults who play Pokemon. Yeah, it's a calibration cube ring. Yeah, so it makes sense. The timeline pans out. Of course, they're still going to like playing that, but... I was thinking, like...
What do you do? What is it? I don't understand.
I think it just overlays Pokemon into the real world. I think it uses the motion sensors and stuff so that when you move the camera around, it acts like a scanner. So you can actually see Pokemon virtually, like, overlaid. So you'll be, like, walking around with your camera, and you'll just see a Pokemon hiding in something. And it's got the ball at the bottom. So from what I understand, Pokemon is all about catching them all.
Oh.
So you gotta catch them all. I gotta get more water. I'm dehydrated.
But, so what happens when you don't get enough water. Is this what you do when I'm on... Oh, you printed a T-Rex!
It's a C-Rex.
What does that mean?
It's just a T-Rex that looks like that.
Why'd you say Z-Rex?
Because that's what that file is called.
Rah, rah, rah. Rah, 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 rah. Are you supposed to do that? Can I have some water, too?
Dying.
That Star Wars almost killed me.
Yep. But, yeah, Pokemon Go, I was thinking I would develop a game that's called, like, Dress in Black and Chase Invisible Sprites in the Streets.
Sprite.
Yeah.
That just sounds like a bunch of drunk people. Like that guy downtown Franklin right now.
Yeah, it's probably...
Hopefully he's just drunk and not dead, because he looked pretty splayed out.
Yeah.
I didn't see any blued on the sidewalk, but he was laid out and five cops around him.
Well, yeah, who knows?
Like I said, he had a hairy chest in.
Probably just passed out.
Yeah, he's gonna wake up and be like, wait.
What happened?
Huh? It was like Greeks and then like a couple down.
Yeah, it was probably Jeff Street pub.
I thought Jeff Street was further.
No, it's right there on the corner of water.
Yeah, it's before that.
Oh, it was
literally
that.
Only like two buildings down. Yeah. He probably ate so much delicious pizza at Greek's.
Yeah, he's probably just sleeping it off.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm just taking a nap without a shirt. It's hot.
Yeah, and those cops were posing for a photo op. Seeing a camera.
Yeah, they were even talking to the little walkie-talkies on their shoulder.
Yeah.
I want to put one on my shoulder and just talking to it randomly throughout the day. Breaker one, man.
Or just put like a...
And then be why is she talking to her shoulder?
Or just literally like put like a... Like break the stick off of a sucker and just load it up in there and just be like... just creepily licking a sucker on your shoulder. No,
yeah, make the like doing. The licking sound.
Yeah. Yep. People are like, why are you licking your shoulder? It's like, don't worry about it. It's a walkie-talkie.
Hey, why don't you not worry about it?
It's not any of your business.
I have this handled.
Yeah. That's why it's on my shoulder.
Quit talking to me, broach.
Step off. Oh, I'm in your house. Mine's okay.
Yeah, well, we were talking earlier about how we need to start the word broach. For bro.
Dude, broach.
Hey, what's up? How are things flying, broach?
Yeah.
That's so cute, because then it's also a sparkly thing that women tend to wear. So it's like it's endearing. It's an endearing way to address your cohorts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd say so.
What's up, broach?
Totally broach.
Hey, wow, it's totally broach.
Brioche.
And then when like a
brioche.
Baby.
That could be the next
That's
one.
The fancy one.
What's up, brioche? Brioche?
Brioche.
What's up, brioche?
Hey, what's up, brioche?
Yeah. No, brochismo was another one there, so we'll make all those standards.
We'll get t-shirts.
We'll replace sir with brooch.
Hey, good evening, brooch.
Hello, kind brooch.
Hello, kind fellow brooch.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me, I had a series of, speaking of wordplay.
Oh, yes, cool.
What was it, Jason Bourne is the name of the new Bourne movie, and I figured, you know, if we're messing with the format, I had four rapid fire. His memory lost. A former covert assassin must take on his toughest assignment ever, .. Parenthood.
What?
Matt Damon is Jason Bourne in Reborn.
Oh, wow.
I've got three more of those.
You seem pretty proud.
His memory lost. A former covert assassin becomes a priest, answering prayers with ass kicking. Matt Damon is Jason Bourne in Born Again.
Ah, screaming fans.
His memory lost. A former covert assassin buys a Harley and assumes the life of a drifter. Matt Damon is Jason Bourne in Born to Ride.
Oh my goodness, that's ridiculous.
Yep.
And then buys a Harley.
Yeah, he buys a Harley. Specifically, I got a like from a Harley account. That's what's funny. When you tag shit with like stuff, you just get random likes from people that then like five tweets later they unlike and then they're this guy doesn't give a shit. He's tweeting about terrible things.
Yeah, Harley. Oh.
His memory lost. A former covert assassin becomes a river to his people. Matt Damon is Jason Bourne in Bourne of Plenty.
My favorite part of all of those is how proud you are of him.
Yeah.
That to me, that needs to be its own tweet.
Yeah. Like
Jason's pride. # I made this.
His memory lost. Jason Emery is proud of his last tweets. I don't have a tagline for that. But
#
My name's Jason, too.
Born of humor. Yeah. You guys are almost the same. You're almost a covert assassin.
Yep.
A retired covert assassin. You assassinate jokes.
I would be like... Jason Emery was delivered via C-section. Barely born.
You can't.
There we go.
That's yours. Yours is barely born.
Barely born.
Yeah, you have to spell it just like born.
And I'm like the guy. Yeah, exactly. It's barely born. And then like I'm in the background of some like one of the Bourne movies. Like you just split off and start. And it's like I'm writing in my journal, like journaling and then walking in the park and. Hobbying.
Barely born.
Yeah, you know, just enjoying life because I made it. I was born.
You weren't brought into this world. You were ripped into it.
Yeah. I was thinking, too, someone needs to start a mini-series if they haven't already, like, called Star Voyage or something. That's like Star Trek, but it's just like a Friends-style spinoff. Basically the lives of non-essential crew. You know, and then like the way it's impacted,
them.
It's like you're just sitting there hanging out, like it's like Ross and Rachel are in their quarters,
yeah,
and they're about to like make out, and then all of a sudden like a Ferengi attack or something like that, like they
not the main plot, like a subplot,
yeah, but then it gets interrupted all the time, And that's like, so did good. You hear about Joey? He got sucked out of an airlock. It was terrible. His eyes were ripped out of his skull.
Oh, no,
it's like,
yeah.
It's
oh,
like, he was.
Oh,
the,
gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The, but then they find out it was like, you know, it was a Joey from another dimension or something.
Yeah,
so like Joey's
they don't
like,
care.
What's up, guys? It's like, Joey!
Hey, there you are.
There you are. Your eyes are in your skull. Like, you could really, yeah, I feel like, you know, along with Oompa Loompas, you know, the human trafficking. The rendition from remote jungle islands where their pigmentation is explained, you know.
Oh, yeah.
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 And Donald
obviously
Trump.
Obviously, they were orange.
Whatever that Boris Yeltsin or that huge. What's that international Donald Trump? Is that his name? I don't think so.
Donald Dump?
No, maybe it was Boris something.
Boris Yeltsin.
Johnson?
Oh, man, I haven't heard that.
Oh, it's Boris Johnson, so that's why I thought Yeltsin.
Oh, he's actually orange.
Yeah, Boris Johnson is the Scandinavian Donald Trump. Like, he's the exact, he's got the dumb hair, big head. He acts like him. He's a stupid idiot who just talks and says annoying shit. Like, it's weird. He almost,
he's the mayor of London.
He's
amazing.
Like, he is to politics what the second guy who did a backflip on a motorcycle is to motocross.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you can do that? All right. And then so he's doing it. Like, he's like, oh, I'm a loud, obnoxious white guy with blonde, weird hair. Okay.
Is he part of Brexit?
I think he was. I think he's one of those. Like, he's the guy who I think made it happen, more or less, and now he's stepping down. I think that's why people are pissed at him, because he's like, he was all like, yeah, we need to leave this European Union. And then when it happened, he's like, I don't think I'm the person to be leading this country through this. And it's like, what? You told us to... What?
Yay.
Yeah, it's like you talked us into
kinda like
running away
right
from
now.
Home. Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. And who could have seen that guy? Like, I swear... I don't know if it's written down or if when I first mentioned it, but when he started running, I remembered in the back of my mind, like, didn't he run before and then fake out? And it's like, why is this getting as much traction at all? And it almost seems
timing.
Like there's a level of coercion... or a level of cooperation, rather, between the media and Trump, to the extent that I think, like, they picked it up on purpose. Like, not
for
ratings, but
all of it is.
I feel like it's almost like behind the scenes, they're like, all right, I'm going to make a run. You guys are going to pick it up, okay? All right, cool. Because, like, there's no way that he should have been taken seriously from the start, but he was.
Yep.
And now...
Shame. For
now,
shame.
I really think with that whole insane speech with the mosquito thing, like, have you seen that footage?
No.
There's a new speech from, like, 3 or 4 days ago that's absolutely batshit crazy. He's here, like, we'll do... Video time is good. Now that we're in the same room, they'll be able to hear it, but the,
Hell yeah!
There's just this, the most insane speech ever that he's delivered, and, let's see...
What was that big thud?
I think it was, another door.
Oh.
See, highlights. Here we go. A little 2.5 minute highlight reel from the speech. He is bashing it crazy.
He just speeched this?
Ladies and gentlemen.
He's doing now in this what Sarah Palin did, you know, a few months back when she endorsed him, just rambling and just letting it fly.
Sounds
like
she was on drugs.
Yeah, there's no, like, literally, no, he's like, I guess he doesn't do any drugs, but it really does seem like someone, he was just like, fuck it, I'm gonna do coke for the first time. And it seems like he's on a drug here. It's bizarre.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Highlights from Donald Trump's presidential campaign announcement.
I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
He doesn't even use words right. I have a really good brain.
I have lobbyists that can produce anything for me. They're great. Hey, I'm not saying they're stupid. I like China. I sell apartment for I just sold an apartment for $15 million to somebody from China. Am I supposed to dislike them? And I don't need anybody's money. It's nice. I don't need anybody.
This isn't the good stuff. I hope they
I'm
get
to it. I'm using my own money. I'm not using the lobbyists. I'm not using donors. I don't care.
Hey, you are.
I'm really rich. I'll show you that in a second.
He is taking donations.
Now,
Saudi Arabia, without
look at
us,
corner
is
of his
gone.
Mouth to its gross.
They're gone. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you.
This is old.
Ew.
Oh.
Old clips. Ew.
Let's see. Trump.
Yeah.
Ohio speech highlights. Because That's why it wasn't crazy enough, because that wasn't the, yeah, I think it was in Ohio.
It
like,
still was pretty dumb.
Yeah, it was pretty dumb, but he stepped it up so much. This is it.
With the Attorney General of the United States saying, no problem. No problem. No problem, you know. I wrote out a couple of things about Hillary, crooked, so crooked. She made so many false statements. Is she going to be brought before Congress or something?
Hillary did lie a lot.
Yes, she did.
And they busted her a lot, and they're like, it's cool, though.
Because it's a disgrace. Hillary Clinton claimed that the reason for her illegal use of a private insecure email, right? She claimed this was that it was more convenient to use just one device. Oh.
Other people.
The FBI director said Hillary used several different servers, even though she said it was one, and numerous mobile devices.
Like, it just lies that she's going to get caught on. It's ridiculous.
In other words, Hillary's secret email server existed for the reason we all know, to keep her emails from ever being read by the public, had nothing to do with just wanting to use one device, okay? We understand that, but that's not what she said. She said something very different. Under oath, she said something very different to everybody.
The funny thing is, he's actually saying all the right things right now.
How about the 33,000 emails that were wiped out?
Yeah, I'm trying to find insane parts, but no, Hillary's just as dangerous. So,
oh, I know.
That's why I'm a Bernie or Huss guy, because they're both scary.
Hillary Clinton said,
I want to get to the insane stuff.
Yeah,
like,
mosquitoes.
He just goes batshit insane.
You actually knew about the rule of law and the
fact. Are you kidding me?
Well,
like, how damn hard is it to find the awesome parts?
Yeah, where are the awesome parts? Should have posted them.
Highlights from Super Tuesday speech.
Oh.
I don't know, like.
That's okay.
I don't know where to find the damned. Oh, no, that's not the one.
Chris Christie passing out behind
with
him.
With a dead look in his eyes. It's so ridiculous. He's like, I hate my life. I want to slit my wrists. Trump crazy speech. Come on. Man, this is BS.
It is BS. Maybe you could just add it later.
I don't know. It's cool to...
wait.
To watch these on in the thing.
We're not really watching them together.
Maybe this one.
Oh, my neck is so sore. I got beat up.
Hello.
Oh, yeah,
this campaign, I want to... Mexico, New Jersey, and California. We had some big, big days, and we had some big numbers coming in. Very big numbers. I'm truly honored by your support.
Melania's face.
Together, we accomplished what nobody thought was absolutely possible.
She says her dad's a feminist.
You know what that is?
Mm-hmm. No, Ivanka. Melania is the wife. She's over there just like...
Remember that.
Oh. What's his... Oh, yeah, Ivanka, that's right.
Ivanka.
Tonight, we close one chapter in history.
They look surprisingly similar, don't they?
Creep.
It's almost like he's like trying to nail his daughter.
Oh, don't be like that.
He's said it many times. That's the whole point. He actually is attracted to his daughter, and I never really noticed that his wife looks a lot like his daughter.
That's a great feeling.
Yeah.
This is not a testament.
He's a weird guy.
I have an idea. How about now?
How about now? I don't know.
Election year politician. Rapid.
Here, we'll just do Trump mosquito.
Trump mosquito. Is that a drink?
You know that?
Yep.
That is an unheard of number. The Democrats... Ooh, there was a mosquito. I don't want mosquitoes around me. I don't like mosquitoes!
The whole speech was like this.
Mosquitoes, I never did. Okay, speaking of mosquitoes... Hello, Hillary, how are you doing? So
just imagine like a lot of that. I don't know where the highlights are, but I saw a video that was several, I think it was, I actually did watch a significant part of the full like hour and a half one, but because it is ridiculous. Like it's a lot of that. It's a lot of just off the cuff, unfiltered, just weird riffing that's...
Oh, he do what he want. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's violently disturbing.
It is.
You get that.
Go USA!
Yeah. At what point do you just, like, legally...
Can't we just go back to a king?
Legally declare Well, the presidential nominee's incompetent.
Yeah. Like, why can't... Well, do we have no powers as a society, like, to be able to say, neither?
So yeah, so like, we can't hold this election. This isn't like, we have not provided the public with reasonable choices. Like, we literally have to choose between an insane person who's now going more insane, and then a liar who has been caught lying her entire campaign. I don't know how her supporters don't... Like, there's this thing, there's a whole bunch of stuff like the Benghazi and stuff that I think it's brought up to... on purpose for what it's doing, because then that gets used as, like, a focal point of anybody who doesn't like Hillary, even though that's really something that only a bunch of Republicans a while back... Like, no one's really giving a shit about that, just a few, but, like, the Black Lives Matter and other things, it gets kicked way up, and it turns into something that's not as big as it seems. Black Lives Matter, because it's been around, it's getting bigger, but this whole Benghazi thing, like, I don't give a shit about that. What I do care about is the public lies that have been exposed. For some reason... The Hillary supporters haven't seen those or don't know about them, but this hopefully is...
I think a lot of things, too, is I think people, they like to stand up on something and be against something, and it's like, okay, but look what you're actually standing up for when you're saying yes to this.
Or, the whole feminism thing, too, with Hillary, like, just that's just... That shouldn't be allowed. Like, along with negative ads and stuff, you shouldn't be allowed to pander to issues like that. Like, once a candidate, like, starts running on a platform of what's in their pants, it's like, no, you're disqualified too, or you have to stop that. Like, no one cares. You can't, like, people are dumb. They're going to fall for that. We're here to be better. We're the leaders. Okay,
here are my thought is, the whole Brexit thing, when the fact that that can happen and everyone's like, well, hey, wait, we didn't want... It's like, we can stop this. We can't. Mm-hmm. We can stop both of these candidates. We have... What, we don't have the power within us? We absolutely do. And the other people are now sitting here going, what the heck did we do? Well, it's like, why? We literally have a living example of what not to do and the opportunity to not do that. And I can't believe the wheels are still on the track.
It goes to show you how long it must have been written in the books that this is the way it was supposed to go. Like, because... Hillary just dodged a freaking indictment. I mean, she may not have. There's fallout more investigations. But she just, like...
She's probably okay.
You think about anybody else. Like, Snowden, for example, is a great point. It's like, he did what he thought was right, and, like, he's a villain now. And Hillary accidentally bungled probably a bunch of information, and she might be our president still? That's, like, how hard-charging she is for the White House. That even an indictment is not possible. It's like, we can't stop her.
And the people who said, like, no, it's probably fine, remind me of the judge who let the rape smuggler. It's probably fine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if anyone's really said, but, you know, white privilege, Hillary Clinton, like, and really... She plays it with the big boys. Like, she actually is probably... She's receiving as much privilege as her husband. Like, pretty much the amount of privilege she would get if she had a penis is what I'm implying.
She's very proud of it.
She is
whips it out.
A white Republican male in disguise, but no one calls her out for what she is because she's female, because she calls herself Democratic. Yeah,
and that to me, that's the whole point of feminism. Like, well, now you're not treating her equally because she is a woman?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, wait a second.
They're going to vote for basically a Republican white male because he happens to be a woman and is running on a Democratic ticket. Yes. But if you really look at how she acts and votes, it's an aggressively angry white male.
Yeah, like, walks like a chicken, talks like a chicken, it's probably a chicken.
Like, everything that she's done, even her comments, like, if you just...
Yeah, why does it matter that she's female? It really doesn't at this point.
Replace every instance of Hillary with Bill in her book.
I know.
It would have read exactly the same.
Yeah.
Except for the complete lack of sex. Yeah, probably just, like, blowjobs from Secret Service men, and that's it. Like, I don't know. It's like, yeah, you better, because otherwise you're fired. I'm going to kill your family, and that's Hillary. You know, similar stuff from her biography.
Yeah, just those cute things.
Yeah.
The little warm stories you read your children at night.
Yeah, so I hope that the investigations...
Don't cross that bitch. Don't cross a bitch.
No. She will smack a hoe straight down to the ground.
Someone do it for
bitch don't play
and then be like, I didn't do that.
No, like, you didn't see that because you're dead. Bang bang. Yeah, she's straight gangster.
I like this because that...
You can add that.
Okay,
I printed it.
I want this
to give to John, but I need to print other ones.
You're gonna give him a better one.
Yeah, well, too, because Arlo likes to play with those
cute.
I'm trying to.
And they have another boy on the way, don't they?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So cute. Louise.
Freaking sausage fest. Sausage festival.
Sausage festival.
Festival.
All the sausages.
I don't know what's going on. The guy below me.
I don't think he likes you talking.
He needs to get out of here. Mom and Dad need to get him out of here. That guy is a drunk and he's violent.
Is he really?
Yeah. It was like 1:30 to 2 a.m. Right now? I don't think so.
Oh. Probably.
Yeah, maybe. Either way, he probably knows. He comes home drunk and breaks into his own apartment. Like 1:30, 2 a.m. in the morning, there's just like loud thuds going on. Like he's trying to ram a door or something open. Like I'm sleeping and literally like it's just crazy shit. And that's not the first. He broke into it. The first week he moved in, he locked himself out and he shattered a window to get in because he was drunk.
Did he pay for it?
I don't know.
Hopefully Mom and Dad didn't.
Yeah, I don't know. It's,
the weird bumps in the night.
Yeah, well, another reason I'm looking forward to ski handling.
Yeah, bye, guys. I don't want to be about this business.
No, and then also the ghetto fest across the street, or across the parking lot, too. That 18-unit or whatever.
Oh.
There's just all kinds of human sideshow.
Excrement.
Yeah, basically, living over there. And it's depressing to see what people will put themselves through, because they're dumb. Again, it's like another little room that's got clutter in it that I don't need.
No,
why
no.
I'm looking forward to moving to the at least that building.
Hey, I'm gonna go over here now.
I'm gonna be over here with the self respect. You enjoy. I mean, I don't. I guess.
Don't. You know what?
That's not what you do. No, you shouldn't be satisfied. That's the problem with ready access to alcohol. That fills the void. Like, people like to say, like, oh, weed kills you. What do you think? Alcohol is the worst. That gets you wasted. You can't do anything. And then you're just, like, you're a drunk.
And then you're and sick.
Then you don't get anything done.
And then you have a bellyache.
Yeah. Douche ache.
Oh, my douche hurts.
Yeah. I sat on my douche, bro. Brooch. Yeah, douche brooch. Instead of dude bro. Douche brooch.
Don't ruin brooch. Not that way.
Oh, no.
Don't take it with you. I don't look at it as ruining brooch.
I look at it as
brooch
improving.
Is an enhancer.
Yeah, improving douche.
Improving douche.
Yeah, it's like what Michael Phelps, he should have made weed better, not weed make Michael Phelps worse.
Worser.
I don't know why that was.
He'll probably make it. He'll be all right.
Maybe. I don't know. Will they like give him his respect back
in
10
fine.
Years
it's
when
just,
it's legal
it's
everywhere?
Weird.
It's like the guy he won. Like, I don't know what the logic is. He's an Olympic multiple gold medalist.
He and he was able to do that with...
Obviously, the weed did not hinder him. Obviously, this endorsed... Like, I don't get how dumb we are that, like... Yeah. We, like, it's the same thing as the whole scientist who landed the probe on, like, a comet or something. And there was, like, this epic quote that, like, I don't care if you landed a probe on a comet. Your shirt is sexist. It was that whole con because he wore the shirt with the babes on it.
Yeah,
and it was just like, yeah, he's a nerd. He's probably a perv or like he likes women. Like dudes do. Like you're not allowed
dudes
to just
like women.
Like women. Like really though, male. I told it to a coworker the other day, and I don't think a lot of women understand what it because it's not like we're oppressed, but when it comes to these conversations, we're not allowed to talk because we're the enemy. We're everything that's evil. Like literally, like. Liking women, like that whole Gamergate thing where just women having huge tits and being sex symbols in games, it's like suddenly that's offensive because they just don't like it. But it's like that's what men like, and men play mostly it's men playing video games.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
Like, are we just not allowed to have our culture anymore? Like, male culture is being equated to rape culture or anti-gay, homophobia.
Yeah.
Like, there is a lot of stuff instead of being pointed out for what it is, it's like men are under attack, and for, like I hope that we're turning
you guys
it
are doing
back.
Everything wrong, yeah.
But and again, not that we're oppressed, because where it matters, we still you know we're still kicking ass.
Yeah, you still get to make more money.
But the dialogue about it, but that's a myth,
I'm
though.
Just kidding.
Yeah, it's something I don't know if we mentioned on this podcast, but it's important because women do make as much. I mean, I'll be honest, I haven't followed up, but the statistics are skewed because they make as much or more in many cases. The issue is that not as many women are working still, and the statistics are quoted in hours, total hours. So all of the women hours and all the man hours.
Women's hours.
In like compared, and women aren't working as many, but that's because they're still entering the workforce. Mm-hmm. We're still undoing the. So yeah, there aren't as many women working. Also, they're the only gender who can make babies. So I think forever there will be fewer women working.
Oh yeah, we have said that. Yeah.
Like there will be more women nurturing and tending to the home.
Yeah, because we like it.
And that's fine. That is a noble. Yeah. That is a hard job.
No joke.
So I am all about that. So, like, yes, women will technically be making less on the whole because there are fewer women working. Now, if you actually look at salaries and what jobs they're getting, they're being paid as much or more. Like, there's not that big of a gap.
Except for, like MLS, like sports and stuff like that.
Yeah, that definitely. That's always gonna be skewed, yeah. But I would argue that the men need to come down because that's ridiculous. Yeah. Like, how much they're getting paid. They should be more of a community thing, not so, like...
Yeah.
Like, I feel like all that money...
I'm going to take all of it.
Like, that money could be going to, like, the cities that are hosting these gigantic events and everything, like, rather than just going into the pockets of a few players and owners,
and
like...
But they don't even need that much.
Yeah, they don't need that much. Like, and you start to get into a lot of things I've heard on other podcasts about, like, setting, you know, earnings caps and other stuff, but I think that investors need to be able to have insane amounts of money, but... That's where my concept of currency decay, I think, comes into play, because I think rather there's nothing in nature that if you sit it there and don't pay no attention to it, it gets brighter and bigger and stronger. Everything in nature that are the nature that we were designed or that we came from, if you don't tend to something, it decays and it atrophies. And I think the problem we have with our finance and with capitalism is that's... works the opposite. If you want to invest, fine, but your money has to be actively invested. You can't just put it in on a shelf and it accrues. You have to actually move it, change it, use it. It has to be like some kind of cobwebs can't form on it or dust. But basically, currency decay.
Like Donald Trump's head looks like.
Yeah, if you don't use your wealth, it goes away. Like it degrades. The interest works in reverse. I think that should be something our economy should look at, because while it's scary, it's how it should work. Like
it's just sitting there, or you could move and do something with it. Yeah,
generations and generations from now shouldn't be able to just live off of your nest egg. After it should be designed such that inheritance tax and everything, it like exponentially degrades the inheritance to the point where if you don't like you get a leg up because you inherit it, but if you don't do anything with it, you lose most of it to your children. Like your children get very little of it. I think that's how it should work, because
totally.
It's not healthy for people to inherit wealth that, like, there's a weird, like, the same way people want to be famous, but they don't want to do anything to get famous. That's why they'll never be famous, because being famous isn't about being famous, it's about being good at something.
Yes.
And then people recognize you for that. So that's what it came from. Now we've got the Kardashians.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the. Yeah. Whoopsie doodle.
Oops. We blew that one. Huh?
Huh?
Is there a scab to pick on your wrist?
No,
there?
I don't have a scab to pick on my wrist. Gross.
Yeah. Well.
Tapping time.
Yeah. Well, it's like 42 and a half. We've got like a few more minutes. We could just pinch it off, or, you know. If you're like the kittens, though, it just kind of flows. Those little kittens.
Yeah, they don't have normal poop right now.
They just,
maybe they can't pinch it off.
They got shot up with a whole bunch of drugs.
It's very stinky.
Drugs.
Hey.
You kittens want some more drugs? That's a yes.
Their little tiny mouths are so cute.
Oh yeah. No, I'm gonna have a new cat 3DC or DC.
Yeah, 3DC.
Yep, because she's the third cat, the 3D cat.
Tree.
Yeah, I'll probably just call her a bunch of silly nicknames. I barely ever call Helix and Bjerg by their actual names. It's just like
same with the kids.
Yeah.
They've turned into Wi-Fi, Eaglebert, Rico.
Yeah.
And Kitme. And stuff like that.
Yeah, there's all a set like helium or
helium.
Birkleberry. I mean, whatever you know, you're thinking of.
Birkleberry, that's cute.
Yeah, they all.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
It is funny how it's like, yeah, you have names, but I'm gonna pick others.
Well, and then
I'm gonna use others.
I find that if you actually want to get their attention, when I want to get their attention, it's more of a sound. Like, what? Well, hold
on. Yeah, that's not even a full word. Are they coming?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Good job, Bjerkimus.
So, I mean, apparently Helix is a douchebag, but Bjerk usually answers that.
Bjerk's like, hell yeah.
So that's Bjerk's
name.
What
do you got for me, Dad?
Bjerk's name is...
Oh, he's so fat!
Series of squeaks.
Can I pick you up, fat boy? Oh my god, he's sweaty. Mm. That's amazing.
Yeah, he's a big squish ball.
You like, are a squish ball.
He's a softie in every sense, his personality and his body.
He's so sweet.
His mortal coil.
I love him. He's amazing.
A fat coil. It's got a lot of spring.
Papa Bear.
Hey.
He's like, I'm not as fat as I was designed to be.
Yeah, he doesn't. Oh, it's funny though. Like, he'll sit on laps in the bucket. Like, if he gets in the bucket, I set him on my lap, he'll stay for a little bit at least. But then the other place that he actually will sit on my lap when I'm shooting. Like, I call, oh, that's my other nickname, is Poopy Bear. Yeah, he heard me, probably. Well, because he will always, he'll come and sit at my feet and meow like a crazy person when I'm taking a crap in the morning.
Yeah.
And then if I actually pick him up and put him on my lap, my bear lap, he'll stay. It's weird.
He wants to be close to you. Yeah. You're most vulnerable.
I guess, because it's the only time he'll actually stay on my lap is when I'm crapping.
He's scraping in his butt. You have to get video of them going, like, flopping in their buckets that are too small for them. I have to take a picture of that. That's amazing.
Picture of him sitting on... This is one of the only forms he'll sit on my lap for any period of time is in his bucket.
Well, he seems pretty happy there now.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
I don't like your lap. I want to feel like I'm safe.
He's a weird cat. Like, he'll he'll stretch and do what Helix does, make it look like he wants to be pet stuff, but then when you pet him, he'll, like, shy away. So
no,
it's like...
Don't.
I don't know. He doesn't know what he wants. He's a weird cat.
Well, obviously, it's funny. You talked about the bucket, and then he just gets in it, and then you pick him up, and now he's sitting.
Mm-hmm.
That's Presh. You're so precious. He's a good kitty.
Yeah.
I like their little white paws. Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah. No, it's pretty ridiculous.
They ready for their sister?
I don't know. I hope they don't start pissing everywhere.
Yeah, that's the only thing you guys can't do.
Don't do that.
Don't.
Big trag.
Don't.
Bag of douche.
You bag of douche. He's a bucket of douche right now. Yeah.
Douche bucket.
Yes.
You didn't douche bucket cat.
That's our good.
DBC.
Get over here, douche bucket cat.
DBC and 3BC or 3DC. DBC. 3DC.
You gotta give them all cat. Yeah.
CDC. Center for Disease Control. That's my third guy. The Center for Disease Control. CDC.
You're a lot of cat names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so it was 3B. I don't remember now.
You can listen back.
Yeah. Well, if only we were recording this. You see his eyes when I do that. It's funny.
Do it one more time.
He's like,
This one's so good. Look at that.
He's actually very relaxed, but it just looks silly.
It's just like...
Looks like he's having a good time.
Speaking of good times.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I see what you did there. Yeah. Okay. Well,
it's
yeah,
always a good time.
Yeah, well, I got my poopy bear here, so I can pinch this one off.
Yeah. Yeah, he's on your lap. It's time to pinch it off.
It's time to take a shit. That's great. All right, well, on into the future of science.
Ooh, the future!
Brink.
There's so many fuzzies.
The skating brink. Brooch.
Let's go to the skating brink.
2-1.